by Pillai Mangal is that Shikhipuchha.
Echo.
Nali.
One is echo. Second one.
Shikhipuchha. Nali. Krishna is my Shiksha Guru. First I bow down to the lotus feet. How he is? That the fingers, among fingers, the very little finger, well, this little finger, in Srimati Radhika, gives her everything hers and fills so much joy that it cannot be explained. How? I'm getting an example from Ramayana. Ram went to Janakpuri first with Vishwamitra. Perhaps you know. And Janak, the father of Sita, had made up his mind and declared that I will give my dear darling daughter only to that person who will take this bow, and we will ready for giving arrow. Raman came in the night, and then he took something like this, and he was slipped and fell down on the earth, and that bow was on him, and he was crying, "Shed me, shed me, shed me." Indra came, all came, but could not do. Now he was so worried that why I had done so mistake, that I have done an oath like this. In the same time, Vishwamitra came with Ram and Lakshman there. And all saw Ramchandra, so beautiful. Shyam, they were so happy. If God will make any arrangement that the daughter of Janak, Sita, will be married to Ram. In the morning, next day, Sita was taking flowers from the garden, and Ramchandra also was ordered by Vishwamitra to collect flowers. With Lakshman he was there, and singing with her all sakis, Sita. At once, the two eyes plus two eyes became four. And they felt each other in love. Ram told to Lakshmana, "I should go to Pashan and I will jump and I will give up my life. Otherwise I will have to take some poison, because in our line of bunch line,
dynasty.
Anyone has not did like that. They should think all the ladies who are grown up as mother, as sister, are daughters. Why I moved to see Sita?" Lakshman told, "Yes, I know this marriage will surely be done, because you are Satya Sankalpa, it will be later on. Wait and see." Next day, Janak told Ram and Lakshman that, "See, this is the bow. I have did pratigya, I have taken oath that anyone who can take it in hand and make then I will marry my daughter. But I see, I am worried that why I did so. Now I am thinking that there is no any strong person, Veer Purush, in the whole world to take this up. Lakshman told, you should not tell like this. We are Raghuvanshi, here. So in front of us, you should not tell that Prithvi has become without any breed. Because that's it. If Ram can order me, I can take whole Brahmand in my place. And I will go lakhs and lakhs miles. What to tell this? Very little done. Then Ramchandra, Vishwamitra ordered that you should take this Dhanush and you should do this. He went very gently, smoothly, and he took up in his hand that as jaldi, as so quickly that anyone did not saw that when he has taken and when he has did so, and it was broken into three pieces. All that clapping, all that clapping. And Sita was ready to give Jayamala. Jayamala, you know?
Vitrigala.
She was overjoyed. So many sakhis were helping her to come to Ram. And she was saying, very beautiful garland was there. That is like a Swayambar in India. Swayambar means, you know? A lady can herself will choose his husband. And so she was overjoyed that he could not give the mala to the neck of her. So some her sakhis means help her. And she gave that mala. And she was so glad that he became her hair and tears were coming. So he is telling this Bindumangal in his book. In the first slok, Srimati Radhika was in full wholeheartedly to the last finger of lotus feet of Sri Krishna and become so joyful. But instead of saying this, Prabhudananda Saraswati tells यतकिंकरेषु बहुशा खलु काकुबा नित्यं परस्य पुरुषस्य शिखण्डम् यस्या कदा रसनिधे विशुभानुजाया ततखेलि कुञ्ज भवनं गनमर्जनीष्या. दट ओ राधिके ओ राधिके एम हंगल प्राउड योर सर्विस. I want to be one of the stick of any broom that is used in cleaning your gross. I want to be. Not a person, not a lady, not a full broom, only a stick of that broom. And the gopis will clear that gross for Radha and Krishna. Yes. Yatakin Kurusha Bhausha Khalukatvani, he is telling. We will see Srimati Radhika later. First decide. The Kinkaris of Gopis. Kinkari, you know? The maid servant who serves Srimati Radhika. Like Rup Manjari. Radhika has ordered any sham person. Any black person, any black article, any black animal, any black birds, anything should not come. I don't believe blacks. There's so much dhurta, you know? Cheating bad. So, if anyone comes black, if Brahma, beast comes, let them stop there. Any person who is black from heart and body, that should be checked. They may come in a lady shape, but even that should be checked. It happened, black person came with his clothes, and here he does a smiling, having some shame. Shame. He came there. And he did like so. To the kinkaris of Srimati Ramakrishna, I want to meet Shiva. Allow me to go, enter. No, no. So get out from here. We cannot let you go inside. When he did so. And to take the bridge. But yet, the sakhis are not around. But they want that he should go and meet. But outwardly, they are restricted. Telling that you cannot meet. Who is he? That black person. Supreme personality of God. And he is the Ishwar of Ishwar of Ishwar of Ishwars. Ishwasaram and all other Dvarkas, Ishmathuresh, all. Everything has come out from this. None are like him, no one is greater. And that person, controlled by Srimati, and begging, and the gopis are telling, oh, get out from here, get out. This is the glory of Srimati Radhika. So he is telling Prabhadananda Saraswati that if you want to have a taste in Sankirtan Rash, Yadi Hari Smarane Manaha, so much taste, so much like nectar in Harinam, in Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you want jain, the Sankirtan Rash at Navadip in the courtyard of Srivashananda. And you want to make your heart so sarash,
full of rash.
So much like a rasagulla.
Juicy.
Love nectar. If you want to make your heart like that, rasagulla, Krishna rasa, imagine Krishna rasa, then you will have to go in the center, in the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, crying, Sachinandan, Sachinandan, where is Sachinandan? Huh? Weeping with tears, you should go in the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is he? He is not alone, Krishna. Only alone, the mercy of Krishna will not do. Because we are sinful persons, we are so for nonsense. We have done so many offenses, we are full of so much. But anartha, so Krishna will not fear our Pratnas, and Krishna will not do kripa. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu name, and in dham of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no disqualification not needed. Even a very fallen soul, he will do Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga, Jaya Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the very wretched person like? Jagayan Madhai, more than that. No qualification, qualification at all. Full of evils, full of egos, full of calm, crowd, lobe, mirth. But he cries telling this name, Satchinandan Gaurav, Patipaun Nityananda. They don't know any Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At once, have mercy to them. And he is seen in the form of Radha Krishna. There. So we should take shelter. Because I am telling all these things for the glorification of Swamiji. He has told that my office is in Bombay. He has told. My servant's bhumi is at Numadus. My practices of bhakti I will do in Navidya. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda are so merciful. Unconditional mercy can come. For myself, not you, so fallen, having so many egos, worldly egos, desire of testing worldly things. So I went first to Navadvip, not to Vrindavan, because he has told that my sadhana bhumi, what is the meaning of sadhana bhumi?
Place of worship.
Place of worship is Navadvip. And my motherland where?
Vrindavan.
Then he. So we know that our sadhana bhumi is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's land, Mayapur Dham, Navadvip Dham, and he will mercifully make our hearts so saras from niras. We are now niras, having no affection, nothing, no ras at all. But when you take shelter of Navadvip Dham and of Satchinandan Gaurdhari, may I explain Anarthiticharyantam Chaitanya Anarthiticharyam Chirat, that is last line. Hari Hapura Sundar Dutis Kadamba Sandita Sadhari Dayakandare Spurut Me Satchinandana Rukva Sandhya Krishna. But he has prayed Satchinandan Gaurdhari. Having the mood of Srimati Radhika and golden color of Srimati Radhika, he has come in the shape of a Brahmin boy. And now he is Gauranga. Actually he is not Gauranga, he is black. And that very black person. But now he is a very great cheater. He has come in the shape of Gauranga Sannyasi. He has taken the color of kumkum from the bodies of gopis and he has taken this
color
of red gloss. And he is black, but he has taken this golden color of Srimati Radhika. And he has taken the mold of Srimati Radhika, now saying, telling, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, without Krishna I cannot live. My this is broken. But to have Krishna, very separation mood. We should try to be in the same separation mood. Because we have not seen Krishna. We have not. So this, meaning that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this, give this separation mood in jivas, so that they cry for Radhe, Krishna and Chaitanya. So he has come to give what I have explained somewhere. This three of Unnata Ujjala Rasa, not Ujjala Rasa, the mode of gopis who are serving Radhe. And we are qualified only for this. And this is more than Naika gopis. says Rupa Goswami is telling. Hariha Purvata Sundara Dutika Dhamma Sandipita. Hari, the meaning of Hari are two. One Hari for Krishna, and another Hari means a lion. Here, Hariha Purat Sundar Dutika Dambasan Dipitas is describing and explaining that there are so many mad elephants. What are they? Their offenses, Nam Aparad, and so many anats, like elephant, mad elephant. They are attacking us in heart. Our heart like a guha. Guha means?
Cave.
Very big cave. And in that, so many mad elephants live. And they live with their children and Hathini. They are very fond of their wives. Without their wives, they cannot live a moment. They want to touch all time. So coming, lusty. And they are like mad elephants. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is lion. When he will come, we will take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name and he will come in our heart like a lion. The mad elephant will see and
run away.
At once. And if they are not going, he will attack one by one and take the blood. Either they will be killed or they will left the place. As a lion. And as a hari, hari hapur at sundar dut katam basha. Hari is so beautiful. But when is joined with Srimati Radhika, color, golden color, and that mode of Radhika, he makes them more beautiful, more than Krishna, more than Radhika, because that makes two, the beauty of Krishna and the beauty of Srimati Radhika. The mercy of Krishna and mercy of Srimati Radhika, double mercy there. Hari apur sundar dut kadamba sandipita sadaridaya kandares purutuli sachin. He is telling that Sachinandan is like a lion and like a Hari himself, Krishna, he should come in our heart. He had told one word, Sachinandan. Why he has not told Gauranga or any name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no. The poet Rupa Goswami is telling Sachinandan. Oh, Sachi is so full of mercy. So merciful, liberal and so merciful. That he has given your birth. So it's so merciful. So you have all the qualities of your mother, and especially this thing, without any reason, so much merciful, because your mother loves three children without any gain. Causeless mercy of mother and father. Father sometimes may be so strong, but mother. Even he is not following her mother, not affection to her mother, but mother should always love. So you are the son of Sachidevi. In Sachidevi, Jasoda, Kaushilya, Devaki, Aditi, all are combined there. All are there in Sachidevi. So she is more and more merciful. And I think that you are son of Sachidevi. So so merciful, so please come in our heart, clear our heart, make a asan for you, and then divine couple, Radha and Krishna. So I pray this thing. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has taken this slok in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has not made any new slok for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. Why? The mercy of Rupa Goswami will come through this slok. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may not hear my prayers, but he is bound to hear the prayer of Rupa Goswami. Because Chaitanya Mano Vrishtam Sthapitam Yena Swayam Rupa Tada Variyam Dadati Sukhadam. Very beautiful slok. But you don't know Sanskrit, but you can, without Sanskrit, I never read Sanskrit. You should believe me, I have never gone to school to learn Sanskrit. I know Hindi, I know all, and all, but not Sanskrit. But reading, my explanations become more accurate than any so much lovely impression. Because the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Gaurachandra, and my disciplic orders, all gurus, I never remembered Anuswar and Visarga. Anuswar and Visarga, you mean? Kaha, Tung. But reading already. I read Srimad Bhagavat and I go so deep. I read Chaitanya. I go so deep that very few can explain all these things. So we should do a kirtan, praying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that his godless mercy should come on. And we will be qualified to serve always Krishna, continuously, without any break, spontaneously. And we have taste, we should have interest by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Gauranga Vrita Hare, you remember? Gauranga Vrita Hare.
Is this something?
You should get any book. Anga balite hove
Pulata shariya
When a day will come that when we will tell the name of Gaur Chandra, hair will split. Heart melting, if hairs are coming standing, tears are coming. It is no sign of prem. If heart is not melting, heart should be melting. And then after this, if tears are coming, after heart melting heart, and all these are coming, sink, then it is bona fide. Otherwise, it will be not bona fide if tears are coming and tears. A very little story. Example. In Vrindavan, a very good scholar was reading Srimad Bhagavatam and explaining. He was so old, he was old about 80. So, yes, sir, yes, also. So, white, everything white. And very big. And he was explaining all their beliefs, all audience. All the audience were. He was explaining a sloka of Rash Panchadhyayi. And that sloka was Tava Katha Amritam Tatta Jeevanam Savivirīritam kalmaśāpam Savarnamangalam śrīmadātatam Bhuvigṛṇantite bhūridājana. Very beautiful slope. Pratap Rudra read this slope. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling so much separation mode and he was sleeping under a tree, and Pratap Rudra came without any Rajakiya Vastra,
means
royal dress. Only one dhoti was there, holding his hands, and said, and began to sing all these things of Japa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard this slok, at once crying, Krishna, Krishna, and took the impressed him. Who are you? You are giving me so much nectar. What should I do? I am a sannyasi, having nothing, akinchan and dehi, akinchan dehi, nothing. Malni Krishna Dev. What should I do? I am giving Malni. What?
Embrace.
At once he embraced him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has an oath that he will not make Pratap Rudra Raja. Even he is so high class of Vaishnava. Because he is king. Like a snake. So I will not see. But when he forgot everything, knowing that who is he and not he is, and at once embraced. So this is Lord. And all that the thing is, hearing the explanation of this, very good, I will try to explain in summary this is Lord. So all that the thing, they were doing like this. When the katha was finished, all did pranam. The place to all hearers, to that very person who was speaking Bhagavatam, all them. But an old lady was waiting. She came to. He told that, oh, you are weeping at that time, so why? What was anything that make you so much weeping and crying? She told that, you are like my father. Where they explaining Srimad Bhagavatam, I couldn't understand that what you are telling or not telling. I was saying that. I have a sea goat, very big. And she was so white, having beard like you. And when we were going like this, I always remembering that my sea goat. Like this. So I just thought, today, unluckily, she has gone anywhere. I am not searching him. Her, so I am weeping for that. Here the example, Rupa Goswami has said this example. If by chanting so much name of Krishna, it is essence of all Vedas, Shastra, so powerful. But yet, if he had no tears in eyes, Ganga bolite habe pulaka shami. Not melting this, heart melting. And even tears and all things are coming. It is like an old lady. It will not do. So many persons in India, they practice like this. No, nothing is here. They will at once tell, oh hurry, and they will faint. For nothing. to show that I am so high class. It is like a cheating. This is a cheater. Ourself. To cheat others means cheat myself. So this has to be. If it is not melting, then we should consider ourselves that we have done so many of them. Full of anarchs there. We should go and follow any reliable and qualified and bona fide association of person. If it is not done, it will not connect our heart. So we should try to go and associate any qualified more than us. And hear first, then kirtan. Sramanam, then kirtan. It is the Sarup Goswami has told so many things in Upadeshamrita. Perhaps my translation of Upadeshamrita not has been done. Kirtan, I will try it so soon. Tell anyone, qualified person to translate. I have done in Hindi, Bengali also. By Manasiksha has come only two pieces, it will come after that. My Bhakti Swami Sindhu Bindu, and all books are coming. They will help you in the line of Swamiji. Don't fear that I am against him, like so many of you. I want to be a servant of him. In his name. I want to help all without him. So here, Narottam Thakur is doing very sincerely. And if you sincerely call or do kirtan, surely it comes. Tears in eyes. Nainam galadashudharaya. Nainam galadashudharaya. Gadagadagi. Borukar nikitang bakubu kada tavana amagrahani bhavishya. Kada it will come. When a day will come. So he is telling, without aim it will not be. There should be aim and object of our sadhana bhajan. He is giving in this kirtan. Rupa Raghunath pade haive akuti. First he is telling that Nityananda Prabhu should have a causeless mercy to me that in our hearts because he is Gurudev. Gurudev. Akhanda Guru Tattva is Nityananda. And our Gurudev, if they are bona fide and real Guru, then they are manifestations of Nityananda Prabhu, not separate from Nityananda. So when Nityananda Prabhu will come and take our all kinds of sins, destroy our all bad things, bad practices, anarths and namaparad, all he will take. And then our heart will be so pure, then our, if he will tell the name of Gaurachandra or Radhakrishna, it is surely not. Surely, yes, will come. We are deprived of us, all the time. Prabhupada went to his surf, and now good association is there. In India, it is level. It is available. There are so many Vaishnavas of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sattva. We have also served our Gurudev for more than so many years. Had the association of Swamiji, Sridhar Maharaj, Puri Maharaj, all the sincere Vaishnava devotees of Prabhupada. So, he is telling them, Rupa Raghunathe pade haive akuti, pat akuti, কবে আমি বুঝাবো সেই যুগলকের রীতি, দিস ইজ দ্য অবজেক্ট অফ আওয়ার সাধন আওয়ার প্র্যাকটিস। ইফ দিস ইজ নট দেন এমলেস উই আর ডুইং এনিথিং, দ্যাটস আর দি এম এন্ড অফ দ্য ফার্স্ট উইল বি দ্য এম অফ এম এন্ড অবজেক্ট। বাট ইজ ফাই উই নিড মার্সি অফ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু এন্ড অল বৈষ্ণবস only to attain that goal, the object. What is the object? If we are reading, we have no object. Whether I want to be a pleader, I want to be a scholar, I want to be a what scientist, I want to be a businessman, I want to be a any good doctor, engineer, there must be some goal. And if there is no goal, we cannot go and we cannot succeed. If you are, you want to do business and if your father and mother will, by force they will tell that you should be a doctor, force. But you have taste in business, we cannot help. If you go, you will fail. You have no taste in science, you cannot be science. So, this would have, if you have come in the context of, in the association of Swamiji, or any bona fide guru, this would see that what is the own and object. So many devotees are following their holy master, but no object, no aim. We have some object, part of it. Guru gives a relation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Krishna Radha Krishna. If he is not giving this relation and not giving a seed of that in the heart of the devotees, he is not Guru there at all. If he cannot advance us in the service of Krishna, he is not bona fide Guru at all. A bona fide Guru must give this a relation to Krishna, Gopi Jan Vallabha, Swaha. Gauraya Swaha. Getting relation